This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Retired four-star Army General John Abbasade, U.S. President Donald Trump's nominee to be ambassador to Saudi Arabia, said in a written statement to a congressional committee on Wednesday that the Islamic State militant group has been nearly vanquished on the ground, but remains a potent threat to the U.S. and its allies. He stressed the importance of a stable relationship between the U.S. and the Saudis.
It is difficult to imagine a successful U.S. effort to undercut Sunni extremism or keep Iran in check without engaging and partnering with the kingdom.
And he said that he is acutely aware of the challenges facing the U.S.-Saudi partnership today.
War in Yemen, the senseless killing of Jamal Khashoggi, rifts in the Gulf Alliance, alleged abuses of innocent people to include an American citizen and female activists, all present immediate challenges.
Despite increasing tension between Washington and Riyadh, the United States has not had an ambassador to the kingdom since Trump became U.S. president in 2017. UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet called on Saudi Arabia on Wednesday to release women activists allegedly tortured in detention after authorities accused them of harming the country's interests.
Today, allow me to voice my concern at the apparently arbitrary arrest and detention and alleged ill-treatment or torture of several women human rights defenders in Saudi Arabia. The persecution of peaceful activists will clearly contradict the spirit of the country's proclaimed new reforms. So we urge that these women be released.
Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor is preparing the trials of detainees identified by watchdog groups as women's rights activists. And the Venezuelan government has ordered the expulsion of Germany's ambassador because of his support of opposition leader Juan Guaido, who engaged in a political battle with President Nicolas Maduro. This is VOA News.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's making a statement on the way out?
Thank you.
That's U.S. President Donald Trump's former longtime personal attorney, Michael Cohen, about to go in for more testimony Wednesday before the House Intelligence Committee, one of several committees in the Democrat-led House, that this week launched federal investigations of the Trump administration. President Trump says it's all about the 2020 campaign.
It's a disgrace to our country. I'm not surprised that it's happening. Basically, they've started the campaign.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A man cries out in pain in an Afghanistan hospital, the victim of a suicide blast. Officials say was set off by militants who then stormed a construction company near the airport in Jalalabad, killing at least 16 people. Kathy Gannon is an AP correspondent.
It's not clear why they were targeted, but it would be probably because of their active involvement in the reconstruction in Afghanistan. Some of these militant groups have been very active in trying to dismantle any of the reconstruction that has been going on. They've been trying to target the infrastructure in Afghanistan.
A spokesman for the governor in eastern Nangarhar province said 9 other people were wounded. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. An HIV-positive man in Britain has become the second known adult worldwide to be cleared of the AIDS virus. At a conference in Seattle, the UN agency leading the global effort to end AIDS said the agency is greatly encouraged by the possibility of an HIV-positive man being cured. But there's still a long way to go. VOA's Carol Pearson reports.
Scientists have been searching for a cure for HIV/AIDS for close to 40 years. The director of UNAIDS called the news that a man in London has been functionally cured of HIV a breakthrough. Stéphanie Dujarric, a spokesman for the UN Secretary General, made the announcement.
The breakthrough gives us great hope for the future, but also shows how far we are from the point of ending AIDS with science, as well as the absolute importance to continue to focus on HIV prevention.
The London man is HIV-free after receiving a stem cell transplant from a donor with a rare genetic mutation that made him resistant to HIV. His cancer has also gone into remission. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
Both patients were being treated for cancer and had no option but to try the risky procedure. And a spokesman for South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he's proposing to begin a joint project with China to use artificial rain to clean the air in Seoul. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.